Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Doyle, who tags Otis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McRae is hit by the pitch. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. White steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hobson hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. White reaches second base with a double. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Hobson reaches third base with a triple. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tom Hall now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Doyle moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball towards right. Cowens catches it and throws to home to double up Doyle. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall fires to first and has Miller trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Wolford chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Potek. Potek fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Potek. Doyle goes all the way around to score. Lynn moves all the way to home. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Rick Miller now playing left field. Dick Pohl now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Amos Otis. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rupert Jones now playing center field. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller strikes out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Pohl covering, for the out. 1 out. John Mayberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. White steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pohl, and towards Burleson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.